Welcome back to the Shir in Lakuter Siches, Chelek Yud Beis. We'll be learning the second Sicha for Pashas Tamoir, which is the Sicha on Erashi in the Postuk, Erik Chof Gimel, Postuk Chof Dalet, 23-24. A few words of introduction before we start on the Postuk, the Rashi, and the Sicha. In this Postuk, the Torah introduces what we call Rosh Hashanah as the day for shofar blowing. In the Torah, the term Rosh Hashanah does not appear. In fact, the beginning of the name Rosh Hashanah only started when Yidden came back from Golos Bovel. That's when they began to call Tishrei the beginning of the year. In Torah, in Chumash, Nisan is the first of the months, and Tishrei is month number 7, B'chodesh Hashvi'i, the 7th month. Also, we don't have the term shofar in connection with this day of Rosh Hashanah in Chumash at all. All it says is that this day, the first day of the 7th month, which is Tishrei, remember that the name Tishrei also did not begin until Yidden came back from Golos Bavel. That's when they began to call months by their names. Until then, they were mostly called by their number. So the idea of Rosh Hashanah as a day for blowing is first introduced in this Pasuk. There wasn't any mention of this date yet. The Shalosh Regalim appear already in Parshas Mishpatim and Shmos, but Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't appear in Chumash at all yet until this point. So we don't know from anywhere that Rosh Hashanah is a day for blowing. We certainly don't know yet that it has to do with shofar, because the idea of blowing with a shofar is derived by a comparison with the blowing which we do on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. There it mentions shofar, and by means of Gzeiras HaKosuv, we learn it for Rosh Hashanah as well. In any case, so this is the first mention of the date and the first mention of blowing. Now, in Parshas Pinchos, there it says that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Teruah, is the day of blowing. There it's a day of actively blowing. Blowing what? We know that it means blowing the shofar. Over here, in our Pasuk, it doesn't talk about the date of Rosh Hashanah as the day of blowing, but it talks about the Zichroin Teruah. It's a day of remembering or mentioning, as the Rebbe will explain it, the Teruah, the blowing. What exactly does that term mean? That's what we'll see in the Postuk and in the Rashi and later in the Sticha. So the Postuk says, Dabro b'nei Yisroel leimoid, that Moshe Rabbeinu should talk to Yidden, as follows, B'chodesh Hashvi'i b'echad l'chodesh, on the first day of the 7th month, on the first day of what we call Tishrei, Yilachem Shabbosoin, it shall be a day of rest, not a regular work day. Zichroin Teruah, a day when we remember Teruah blowing. Mikro Kodesh, a day which we shall call holy. Now Rashi brings the two words from the Pasuk, Zichroin Teruah, remembering the blowing, and he explained Zichroin Psukei Zichroinois Upsukei Shoifrois, a remembrance of the Psukim that talk about Hashem being mindful of his creation, remembering his creatures for the good, and Psukei Shoifrois, Psukim, which talk about Shoifer mainly at Har Sinai, and also in the course of history when Hashem will herald the Geula by means of a call of a Shoifer. So these are the two kinds of Psukim, Zechroinis and Shoifris. And why do we remember them? Or mention these psukim, Lizkor Lochem Akedas Yitzchok, to remember for your hidden benefit the Akedas Yitzchok, when Yitzchok allowed himself to be bound and just short of slaughtered until the Malach was sent to prevent Avraham Avinu from slaughtering him. So Yitzchok Avinu gave his life for Hashem, Shekorev Tachtov Ayil, in whose place, in the place of Yitzchok, Avraham Avinu offered a ram, and you know that the ram is connected to the shofar because the shofar is the ram's horn. So this is the connection of the psukim of Zechroinois and Shoifrois. You'll remember that we call Rosh Hashanah in our tefillahs Yoim HaZikoron, the day of remembrance, and is based on this pasuk. Now, the Rebbe begins, after quoting the Rashi, he said that the two words zichroin truah, remembering truah, they're quite ordinary words in Lashon HaKodesh. They don't seem to need any explanation. Why does Rashi find it necessary to comment? So the Rebbe brings Meforshim, like the Mizrochi and the Maharal, who say that Rashi was bothered by these words, Zichroin Truah, because later on in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah called it Yoim Truah. Here, it's different. Torah called it Zichroin, remembering a Truah. So, which is it? Therefore, Rashi explained here that the Pasuk is talking about the Psukim of Zechroinis and the Psukim of Shoifrois. But said the Rebbe, that Pirush of the Mizrahi and the Maral and others is difficult to understand for two reasons. The more general reason is that Rashi, the way of Rashi is that he raises a question when it comes up. When we learn the pasuk Zichroin Truah, are we bothered yet by the fact that later on in the next Chumash and Parshas Pinchas it will say something different? Right now we don't have a problem. When we get to Parshas Pinchas and we see that Rosh Hashanah is called Yoim Truah, then it bothers us why here in Parshas Pinchas is it different from earlier in Parshas Tamoir where the Torah calls it Zichroin Truah. That's where Rashi should have come with his comment explaining the difference between Amoir and Pinchas. But at this point, what question is there? Besides that, Rashi doesn't mention that question at all about the discrepancy between Amoir and Pinchas that is written one way here and another way there. He doesn't mention that at all. He should have said, as he often does, when he raises seeming contradictions between Sukkim and he reconciles them. He says, and elsewhere it says such and such. So likewise over here it should have said, Ube Parshas Pinchas, Nema Yoim Truah. In Parshas Pinchas it says about Rosh Hashanah that it's a day of blowing. The answer is that over here we're talking about the Sukkim Rashi doesn't say that at all. He just goes straight ahead and explains the words Zichra and Terua as referring to the Pesukim. That's why it's difficult to learn, like the Mizrahi and the Maharal, that Rashi is out to answer the seeming contradiction between this Parsha and Parshas Pinchas. On the other hand, we need to understand, where does Rashi get it from that Zichra in Terua is by staying Pesukim? There's no mention of staying over here at all. It's just remembering Terua. So those questions are about the Rashi in general. Now let's look at what Rashi does say. He said that Zichroin means Psukim of Zichroinis and Psukim of Shoifis. So we need to understand the word Zichroin Terua is the word Zichroin is connected to the word Terua. Otherwise, if we talk about remembering, it's Zikoroin. Zichroin Terua, it's remembering about the Terua. So it seems to be that there's only one thing that we're being taught in this pasuk about remembering, and that is the Terua. If anything, we should know about Tzukim of Shoifres, but where do we get the idea that Zichroinis themselves are meant to be dead? Second of all, after Rashi cites the words Zichroin Terua in his Dibur HaMaschil, in his opening words, in his heading, why did Rashi find it necessary again to cite in his Pirush Zichroin in order to explain that it's Psuke Zichroinis? And if you find it necessary, if Rashi finds it necessary to bring that word Zichroin to tell us that the mention of the Sukkim is learned from the word Zichroin, so why doesn't he say it in connection with the Sukkim of Shoifres? Zichroin Psuke Zichroinis v'Zichroin Psuke Shoifres. Third of all, Rashi finishes off by saying, why do we say these Sukkim? To remember for you the merit of Akedas Yitzchok, the binding of Yitzchok, in whose stead a ram was offered. Now, it's not generally Rashi's objective that in Pshuta Shel Mikro, Rashi doesn't find it necessary to offer reasons for mitzvahs. Why suddenly here is it important why we mention these psukim? So the Rebbe begins to explain. What Rashi is out to do here is not to explain the term Zichroin Terua, but to explain what kind of remembering are we supposed to do. It's not that Hashem should remember us, as other Meforshim like the Rashbam and the Ramban explain, Zichroin Terua, that we will be remembered by means of our blowing, says Rashi, no, that cannot be, because the pasuk begins, speak to Eden, saying that on this first day of Tishrei, Yelochem, it shall be for you a day of rest, a Zichroin Terua. So it's for Eden. The Zichroin Terua is for Eden to do or say or something. It's an instruction to Yidden. It's not about what Hashem will do. It's Lochem. But it doesn't say what we're supposed to do. They should remember Terua. But it's not clear at all. Remember how? Remember what? So Rashi explains that they should mention. So the word Zichroin over here means to mention Zichroinis and Psukim of Shoifres. So this is not just an instruction to remember, but it's an instruction to do something specific, which is to say the psukim of the Chronis v'Shoifres. And this is alluded to by the word Zichroin, because as Rashi already explained in Parshas Yisroin, when the Pasuk says, Zochor es Yom HaShabbos, remember the Shabbos day. So Rashi said, what does it mean, remember the Shabbos day? Nu leiv lizkor tomid es Yom HaShabbos. Pay attention always to remember the Shabbos day, so that if on Sunday or Monday you come across something nice, set it aside for Shabbos. So you're remembering the Shabbos all week. So it's not just remembering, but it's a remembrance that means attention, which leads to action. In the case of Shabbos, it leads to the action of setting aside things that are especially nice or tasty, setting them aside for Shabbos. Likewise, in our case, remembering the Teruah means remembering in a way that will lead to action. What is that action? Mentioning the psukim of Zichroinos and the psukim of Shoifrois. But we still need to understand why the Pasuk refers to this mitzvah of staying with the term Zichroin. After all, generally, Zichroin, which is about remembering, comes to offset the possibility of forgetting. For example, Zochor es Yom HaShabbos, remember the Shabbos day. Since the Shabbos comes once a week, on Sunday or Monday, you're liable to forget about it. But the Torah said, no, keep the Shabbos in mind in a way that will lead to a practical action towards Shabbos, setting aside things for Shabbos. So we understand why we need the term Zochor to offset the possibility of forgetting. We find also, said the Rebbe, the term Zechartani, remember me, that Yosef HaTzadik said to the Tsar HaMashkim, Paro's chief butler, when they were together in prison and the chief butler dreamt a dream and Yosef interpreted the dream. After interpreting the dream, he says to him, Ki im Zechartani, just remember me. In other words, remember that I helped you by interpreting your dream. You were very upset because you didn't know what the dream meant. And I told you the good news that the dream meant that you will be reinstated as chief butler, which happened 3 days later. So he's asking that despite the fact that you will be taken out of this dungeon, you will be reinstated at Paro's hand as chief butler. So it'll be very exciting times and dramatic times in your life. In all that, you are liable to forget me. So I'm asking you to remember me. So Yosef wants him to remember despite the likelihood that the Tsar HaMashkim, the butler, will forget him. So there we understand the term Zikorin. Over here, what is there to remember? Rosh Hashanah is one day. There's nothing that's going to make you forget. But why does the Torah find it necessary to tell us about the mention and the saying of the psukim using the word zikorin? That's why Rashi learns that the word zikorin doesn't refer to remembering the teruah, as it would seem by that construct, where the zichron is the remembrance is of teruah, so that we should say the psukim of Shoifrois. But zichron is an instruction in itself, that we should say psukim of Zichronois. But Zichronois, we're supposed to remember something. We're talking about psukim, about remembering. Remembering what? Remembering always refers to an event that happens in the past. What are we supposed to remember in this case? That's why Rashi concludes by saying, in order to remember, to be mindful, and that Hashem too should be mindful and remember, Akedat Yitzchok. So this idea of Zikorin, which comes about through saying the Psukim, is not just to awaken our memory, the memory of Yidden, but also to arouse, so to speak, the memory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should remember for you the merit of Akedat Yitzchok. Why does Rashi say this? After the words Psukei Shoifris, and after that Rashi says that he should remember for you Akedat Yitzchok, that belongs to Zechroinus. Remember what? Remember the Akedat Yitzchok. But after Shoifris, what Akedat Yitzchok doing there? That's why Rashi's final words say that Shoifris is connected to that memory, because it was subsequent to the Akedo that Avraham Avinu offered the ram. And the shofar is taken from the ram's horn. So by blowing on the ram's horn, that too calls to mind Akedat Yitzchok and brings out the memory of Akedat Yitzchok and the merit of Yidden. And in this way, the word Zichroin, in addition to being an instruction that we should remember by saying psukim of Zichroinois, it's also attached to the Shoifrois. It does belong together with Shoifr, because the Shoifrois too, the psukim of Shoifrois as well, have to do with Zichroin, remembering. And what is that? Remembrance of Akedat Yitzchok. Now we can understand why Rashi brings in his heading Zichroin Trua. Why not just say Trua? Trua what? How should we remember the Trua? By saying Tzukim of Shoifris and also Zichroinus. So the Rebbe said that the reason Rashi brings the word Zichroin is because that's the word that teaches us about saying Psukei Zechroinois. It's not just related to the word Trua, remember the Trua, which follows the word Zichroin. No, the Zichroin itself is an instruction. What is the instruction? To say Psukei Zechroinois. And therefore, he doesn't have to go back and say the word Psukei, because in the case of Zichroin, in order to avoid the mistake of saying that it refers only to Trua, Rashi says Psukei Zichroinus. But he doesn't have to avoid that possible mistake in the case of Trua. Therefore, he doesn't repeat the word Psukei Trua, Psukei Shoifris. From the fact that it says Zichroin Trua, which indicates that Trua too has something to do with Zikoroin, that proves for Rashi that both the Psukim of Zichroinus and the Psukim of Shoifris both have one common goal of remembering Akedat Yitzchok, in whose stead the ram was offered. And there, accordingly, said the Rebbe, we could add another explanation of why Rashi brings the word Zichroin. And he continues, Psukei Zichroinus and Psukei Shoifris, and he doesn't interrupt with the word Trua, meaning Psukei Shoifris. Thereby he emphasizes that the Shoifris come for the same purpose as the Zichroinus, to remember Akedat Yitzchok. The Trua too is for the purpose of Zichroin. Now, if we go back and look at the Rashi based on the way the Rebbe explained it, and we look to answer the kashas that the Rebbe asked, so first of all, the word Zichroin in the heading of the Rashi is in order to teach us that this is going to be a mention, an act of saying the psukim. That's what we learned from the word Zichroin, psuke, Zichroinis and Shoifris. Rashi, what's Rashi out to explain generally? The Rebbe asked his first question, why does Rashi find it necessary to comment? So it's not because of the contradiction between here and Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas it said Yoim Teruah, and here it says Zichroin Teruah. That's not what Rashi is out to explain, because then he would comment in Parshas Pinchas and not here. Rather, what Rashi is out to explain is, Torah says remember, but how are we supposed to remember? And what we're supposed to remember is not clear. The Rashi came to explain that. That the remembrance is to say psukim of Zichroinis and Shoifreis. What is it about Zichroin that Torah uses that expression in order to tell us to say something? Why not just say that it'll be a special day, Amiras? Amiras Trua. Therefore, Rashi learns that the Zichroin Trua teaches us a separate instruction from Trua, a mention of Suke Zichroinois. Why does Rashi find it necessary to repeat the Zichroin when he talks about the Psukim? Because that's what teaches us the instruction that it's about saying psukim and not just remembering the Teruah. So it's a Zichroin as a separate word. Why does Rashi come back and say Lizko Lochem Akedas Yitzchok? Why is that necessary here? Because if you remember something, there has to be something in the past that you're remembering. What is it about the past that we're remembering? It's the Akedas Yitzchok. And the purpose of our mention is to have the Eibishter remember our merit of Akedas Yitzchok. Now, because Zichroin Teruah indicates that there's a connection between the Koren and the Teruah, it's not just Zichroin and Teruah. Then it would say Zichroin and Teruah. It's Zichroin Teruah. Why? Because the purpose of the psukim of Shoifres are common to both kinds of psukim. Zichroinis and Shoifres both have the same objective of mentioning the zchus of Yidden of Akedat Yitzchok. So what rules of Rashi have we learned in this sikha? Number one, that Rashi will never raise a question of a seeming contradiction of psukim before the question arises. In the first mention of something, there is not yet a contradiction. We only have that pasuk. It's when we get to the second seemingly contradictory pasuk, that's where Rashi will ask, what about the previous pasuk where it said differently? And he will answer that seeming contradiction. Also, when Rashi wants to point out a contradiction, he says, how about the other place where it says differently? He won't just go explaining the pasuk without mentioning that it's a problem because it seems to contradict the other pasuk. Another rule of Rashi, which the Rebbe taught us over here, is that Rashi does not generally find it as his objective. He doesn't find it necessary, even according to Pshuto Shel Mikra, to offer reasons for mitzvahs. If Hashem gave the reason in the pasuk, fine. Otherwise, it's not necessary for us to explore the reason, and Rashi will not explain the reason unless, by explaining it, he explains the meaning of the words in the pasuk.